Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
August 25, 1805. Confronting the Three Chiefs. Today, Captain Clark and his party are headed for a group of Shoshone Indians camped near the Salmon River on the west side of the Continental Divide. Captain Lewis and his party are headed west from their camp with the Shoshone on the east side of the divide. In the afternoon, after the group has traveled several miles, Charbonneau mentions quite casually that the Shoshone from the camp on the Salmon will be coming east across the divide on their way to the Missouri, and that he expects to meet them the next day. He goes on to say that he and all the Shoshone now accompanying Lewis and his party will be joining those traveling Shoshone on their eastern journey, leaving Lewis and his men and all their supplies on the mountain, or thereabouts, as Lewis puts it. Worried that he then will not be able to get his men and supplies over the divide or obtain more horses, Lewis wastes no time in handling the situation.
I therefore called the three chiefs together, and having smoked a pipe with them, I asked them if they were men of their words, and whether I could depend on the promises they had made me. They readily answered in the affirmative. I then asked them if they had not promised to assist me with my baggage to their camp on the other side of the mountains, or at the place at which Captain Clark might build the canoes should I wish it. They acknowledged that they had. I then asked them why they had requested their people on the other side of the mountain to meet them tomorrow on the mountain, where there would be no possibility of our remaining together for the purpose of trading for their horses, as they had also promised. That if they wished the white men to be their friends and to assist them against their enemies by furnishing them with arms and keeping their enemies from attacking them, that they must never promise us anything which they did not mean to perform. I told them that they had witnessed my liberality in dividing the meat which my hunters killed with them, and that I should continue to give such of them as assisted me a part of whatever we had ourselves to eat, and finally concluded by telling them if they intended to keep the promises they had made me to dispatch one of their young men immediately, with orders to their people to remain where they were until our arrival. Kamehameha remained silent for some time. At length he told me that he knew he had done wrong, but that he had been induced to that measure from seeing all his people hungry. But, as he had promised to give me his assistance, he would not, in future, be worse than his word. Captain Meriwether Lewis, August 25, 1805.
In the meantime, Clark and his party arrived at the Shoshone camp on the Salmon River. Salmon, fresh or dried, was a staple for these Indians. Clark didn't mind the salmon, but Lewis thought it a terrible meal, saying he would prefer dog if he could get it. The Corps will now have to abandon the hope of finding an easy water route, bargain for more horses from the Shoshone, and head north up the Bitterroot Valley toward Traveler's Rest and the Lolo Pass. Tomorrow, Birth on the Trail.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Editorial assistance from Whit Hansen. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.